Motorcycling was his passion, but a routine eye test showed that David Bradford would never be able to ride again, and worse was yet to come. David joins us now. Hi, David.
Hi, Simon.
And we're talking about, what, 11 years ago now?
That's right. It was back in 2006, so yes, 11 years ago.
And you're 24, and you go for a routine eye test, and things don't seem exactly right.
That's right, yeah. It was just a standard sight test at the local optician. I think they asked that question at the end, anything else worrying you, just as a final courtesy. And I just happened to mention that I struggled to see in the dark. I, you know, in dim bars or restaurants or walking around at night outside, I sort of bump into things. Seemed to not see things that friends and people I with sort of were seeing quite easily. So they gave me the standard peripheral vision check, and I remember sitting and looking into the darkened box and not really seeing anything, and not kind of understanding what I was supposed to be seeing, and obviously scored atrociously. And that's when I was referred for further tests.
Now, from the story, it looks like the doctors were reluctant at first to tell you what they thought was wrong.
Yeah, until I think, as far as I can remember, it was until they'd sort of established for certain exactly what was going on. They didn't sort of want to give a name to the condition. I think I remember I saw a consultant in Brighton originally. And he did tell us that retinitis pigmentosa, RP, was the most likely diagnosis. But it's not until I went for further tests at Moorfields that I got that confirmed.
Had you any idea what retinitis pigmentosa was?
Absolutely none. I'd never heard of it before. Obviously, you come home and do some Googling, and you fairly quickly find out. But no, at that point, I didn't have any idea.
What were your plans then for the future before you got this diagnosis?
I'm not sure I had any very detailed or you know, long-term plans. I was fairly early on in my career as a journalist, really. So I was doing my first job on a national magazine, a motorcycling title, and I was at that point was just sort of getting on with that, really.
Did you feel the worst, though? I mean, you're 24, you want to be optimistic, but did this kind of diagnosis, when you realise that your eyesight's only going to get worse, what about relationships and just general things that we take for granted normally?
Yeah, it's a difficult thing to... I find it a difficult thing to really remember and reflect on, because it was... I remember at the point of diagnosis, you do kind of feel a bit numb for a long time. It feels like it sinks in over a long period. It's a very sort of slow coming to terms. It was a blow losing my driving license. Certainly, it feels like a loss of freedom. But I guess as anyone with sight loss conditions knows, it's what really affects you is losing when things in your life that you take for granted become more difficult to do. It's a lot more sort of practical, the things that aggravate you, rather than being psychological, or it was in my case anyway.
So how has your sight progressed now over these years?
Yeah, I think relative to other people with RP, I've been fairly fortunate. It seems to have been fairly slow, so I've got missing areas of mid peripheral vision, but my central vision is still pretty good, and the extreme periphery, the outside that mid peripheral ring, I can still got some vision as well. So I don't have to really use many aids or anything like that at the moment. No stick or anything. So yeah, relative to many others with RP, I'm so far fairly fortunate.
Did you find at any point during your working career that you tried to keep it a secret?
No, not really. I've always been more inclined to want people to know, so that if I, if I do something that seems a bit abnormal, like missing a handshake or something like that, which happens all the time, then they not just think I'm being a rude git and will understand what's going on.
So you're still a journalist, and you've worked for most of the big cycling magazines, haven't you, and motorcycle magazines?
Yeah, I work now for a cycling magazine. So I've worked for, I've written for a fair few titles, and now I'm an editor on a cycling magazine.
And do you still manage to cycle then?
Yes, I do. Have to be careful in built-up areas. Where you're relying more on peripheral vision, I have to be very, very careful, and I take it very easy and very cautiously. But out on the open road and out on the sort of quiet country lanes around near where I live in Sussex, it's something I still enjoy doing once or twice a week. So yeah.
And I see you do some fundraising as well, don't you?
That's right. Yeah, there's a local 5K run, which goes from one pub to another pub in Sussex, and we put a team in each year, get a team together of fundraisers raising money for RP Fighting Blindness, because they're the charity that funds medical research into RP type conditions. So yeah, each year we do that, and manage to raise a bit of money each year, and it's always a good fun day.
You sound like a kind of practical kind of guy. Do you dread the future with not knowing how your sight's going to go, or do you just think we'll take it as it comes?
I guess there is some low level dread that we try and people in this situation try and keep at bay. I probably don't think about it enough, the honest truth. There's probably things I could be doing to plan more for the loss of vision. But no, I probably not in denial about it, I don't think, but don't spend too much time thinking about it, and try to focus on what I still can do, rather than thinking about possible complications down the line.
I'm going to ask you one of these questions that everybody hates, but imagine you were there with somebody who had just got the diagnosis that you had, no matter what time in life, but just say at the same age as you had it, what kind of advice do you think you would give looking back now?
Yeah, I think I'd be cautious about giving advice, because I do think, having met other people with RP, everyone does react a bit differently to it. The main thing, I think, is, and I interviewed someone with RP who's lost a lot more vision than I have recently, and he was saying about, how when he looks back, he would sort of tell his previous self, buck up and make the most of the vision you've got at this point, because soon enough you're going to have less, and make the most of it. So I think I'd just be telling myself to not worry and make the most of it.
David Bradford, it's been an absolute pleasure to chat with you. Thank you very much for letting us into your life.
Thank you.